Most of the people living with HIV/AIDS are in sub-Saharan Africa. As a result, there's a growing demand for high-quality laboratories that can quickly detect and track the disease. A U.S.-based company is working with PEPFAR, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, to ensure that African labs meet the highest standards. Besides learning whether a person is infected with HIV, the AIDS virus, it's also important to know how far the infection has progressed. In other words, what is the status of a person's immune system? And is it strong enough to fend off opportunistic infections? That's where medical laboratories play a major role. But depending on the training and equipment available, those labs may not be able to report quickly or accurately. What's more, lab workers themselves may be at risk of infection. It's a major reason why PEPFAR has formed a partnership with BD, a medical tech firm headquartered in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Krista Thompson is BD's vice president and general manager for global health.
BD is a medical technology company. We've been in business for 112 years, and we're a leader in medical supplies such as syringes and blood collection supplies, and also a wide range of diagnostics from things used for researchers to microbiology testing equipment used in microbiology laboratories.
To calculate how advanced HIV infection might be, labs take blood tests and measure the number of CD4 immune cells. If their number is too low, the patient's immune system has collapsed.
It's very important that the laboratories keep pace with the drugs that are being rolled out. If you're sick, you often have a test to determine what drug you need, and then to know whether that drug is working or not, you also get testing.
Much of the quality training is done by BD volunteers, like Colleen Yuen, who's a product course developer.
I just thought it would be an incredible opportunity. I mean, I had never been to Africa before, and so when this opportunity came up at work, I just was thrilled. It was a chance to go to Uganda and to use some of the skills that I have in biotechnology and to convey those skills directly to lab technicians in Uganda that perform testing for HIV patients.
Yuen worked with Ugandan lab technicians on the latest testing equipment and procedures, as well as record keeping.
The reaction was phenomenal. I mean, the lab technicians that we trained were such incredible learners. It was really eye-opening because typically you may not find that type of enthusiasm when you're teaching a course on quality management in the U.S., but in Uganda, where access to education is a little bit more difficult, we just found their response was overwhelming.
The five-year, $18 million PEPFAR-BD partnership calls for training in up to 8 African countries. So far, that's been done in Uganda, South Africa, and Mozambique. Training is in its early stages in Ivory Coast and Ethiopia. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.